We'll fill up sample P at SED's urgent care. Today's date is 10/13/2022. Dictation is for Miss Lilia Pasillas. Pasillas spells P-A-S-I-L-L-A-S. Lilia spells L-I-L-I-A. Date of birth is 02/14/1974. 48-year-old female here with back pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 year or more after an epidural procedure, period. She says she's been having on and off pain, but this pain today, this new pain today started about 3 or 4 days ago, period. She denies any new trauma. Said pain sometimes shoots down the back of her thigh into her foot, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. Next paragraph, she denies chills, myalgia, increased temperature. Next paragraph, she denies vomiting or she denies vomiting, period. Next paragraph, the patient denies recent procedures. Said the last procedure she had in her back was approximately 1 year ago, but no recent procedure, period. Next paragraph, she reports no disorientation, no double vision, no blur vision, no quad equina type syndrome, type symptoms, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure 113 over 61, pulse 77, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph, back, post-surgical scar is present, with is well healed with no evidence of secondary infection, no discharge, no bleeding. Site is not hot to touch, period. No bony tenderness. She has some tenderness diffusely in her lumbosacral spinal area, lateral to the lumbosacral spinal area, period. There's some muscle stiffness in that region also, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, no distension, no tenderness of palpation, no rebung, no guarding, normal bowel sounds, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is radiculopathy, open parentheses, lumbosacral spine, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is anxiety. Assessment number 3 is back pain, period. Please go back to review of system. Patient indicated that she thinks she has anxiety because sometimes she becomes overwhelmed, especially with her social situations at home, period. She said the last time she was here with anxiety type reaction, she received some hydroxyzine, which works well for her. Back to plan. In a clinic today, patient received the following: Toradol, 50 milligrams IM. She was discharged with baclofen, 20 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 30 days. Number 60, Robaxin, 750, 1 pill BID. I will cancel the Robaxin and take baclofen only. Next medication, Alarax, 50 milligrams. She was advised to take 1 pill at bedtime. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Also, we complete a consult to neurology was completed today. End of the patient.